The next patient is Barbara Thayer. The last name is T-H-A-Y-E-R. The first name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Mina, M-I-N-A, Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T. And it has been referred to the office because of fluctuation in the EFR. Here, this patient has a background of arterial hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hyperlipidemia, coronary disease, and hypothyroidism. The ultrasound of the kidney that was done on November the 21st, 2023, is normal. There is no evidence of calcifications, obstructions, loss of renal mass, and there are symmetrical, period. There is no evidence of obstruction, period. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done in December the 16th of 2023, serum creatinine is 1 BUN is 16 with an estimated EFR of 57. The patient doesn't have any evidence of anemia. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is negative, less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. She has changed the diet, have decreased the salt, and is trying to eat more is trying to eat the avoiding industrial production of food. There is also tendency to decrease the protein intake. The blood pressure today, 137 over 74. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. That has been controlled with the administration of Crestor. Following number. History of coronary artery disease, status post 1 PCI, that is followed by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. Following number, well compensated COPD. Emphasis in decreasing the caloric intake was made as well. We're going to reevaluate this case in 6 to 7 months before we return the case to Dr. Bad. Thanks a lot. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.